The other thing, John, is that I may have begun thinking about a friend of mine in the congregation had been sharing mediation stories with me at our collation after services often. Obviously, he was enjoying this volunteer activity, and he said, you know, I think it might be something you would enjoy. So I looked into it and decided that it was something that I would enjoy. When I began college a long, long time ago, I was pre-law. I thought that I was going to become a lawyer, and my uncle was a prominent lawyer in Pittsburgh, and he had a place for me reserved in his firm. But over the course of my years as an undergraduate, I changed my mind, decided to go to seminary instead of law school. But the law has always fascinated me. So I did the training, 40 hours of training required, I think, in October of 2013. Now, I thought that with all of the years that I had put in premarital and marital counseling, that marriage and divorce was right up my alley and that I would have a lot to bring to that. Well, you can't start there, no matter how many years of experience. You have to start with small claims court and civil law. So I did that for a year. And a lady who had been going to Sepulpa, Oklahoma for small claims court on Wednesday mornings, she retired. And I was asked if I would do this. And so every Wednesday morning now for the last 5+ years, I drive to Sepulpa and I do the small claims docket. Now, this is the middle, as you well know, of Creek County. And I think that a high percentage of the people I meet and deal with are Native Americans, at least some percentage. I believe that Judge Woolery, who I think is an outstanding jurist, knows half the people in front of him in the courtroom, and he decides which cases are to go to mediation. He sends me the ones he doesn't like, having to do with families, which are often difficult. And all I know is the names on the docket. So there's some paperwork that has to be done in the mediation setting. So I kind of curiously said to this older woman, I noticed that you have the same name as the party over here. Are you related? She looked at me and said, words I'll never forget, he used to be my son.
Hmm.
Well, that was not a warm welcome to the mediation table, but we managed to work through it. The judge also doesn't like animal cases, and I think I have had every kind of animal case over the course of these 5.5 years that one can imagine, including a young man driving a high-speed sports car at 3 a.m. in the pitch dark, coming around the corner on this country road, running into a cow and doing thousands of dollars of damage to his sports car and him wanting compensation. The cow didn't belong in the middle of the road. So there have been all kinds of cases.
Okay, so how did that get resolved?
The cow didn't belong in the middle of the road, and the owner had some responsibility for the fact that his fence was broken and that the cow got out. He finally realized that he had some responsibility, and we worked out, hopefully, a fair settlement.
When you mediate, do you go from one room to another? Do you get both parties at the same table?
That's something we learned early on. There's a procedure known as caucusing, where you meet with one party and then meet with the other party separately. I prefer always to begin together and see where, as we create an agenda, what are the items that we're going to be deciding, and then, if necessary, if I feel that we do better to speak to one side at a time, then we caucus. I find that that is a useful tool. but only used occasionally. This morning I was in Sepulpa, and the judge sent a case, an eviction case. I do a lot of evictions. This was a case where the owners of the house were the Creek Nation itself. The judge smiled at me when I brought in the settlement. He said, "Well, have you ever dealt with a sovereign nation before in mediation?" I said, "No, it's really my first such case." But if I may, I'll tell you one of my most interesting cases. In Sepulpa, it so happens. I also mediate in Tulsa, and we began last July an eviction court. We have an inordinate number of eviction cases in Oklahoma. So the court began an eviction court just for landlords and tenants. The reason I was interested in doing this is, as I've learned, if we can prevent an eviction going on a renter's record, it makes it much easier for them to rent in the future. Landlords are not looking to rent to people who've been evicted. So if we can work it out with the landlord so that the house, mobile home, apartment reverts to the landlord in a timely manner without an eviction on somebody's record, that's highly desirable. And we now, I'm happy to say, have public defenders and a nonprofit group representing the renters, because it's an imbalance. There's often an attorney on retainer for the landlord who comes in with a whole stack of manila folders of cases. And for many of the renters, they're not familiar with the system. They don't have representation. So mediation can be very helpful here for both sides. I enjoy doing that.